B'shus Avi Mari. Mil the Suga Kaisim Moichik. Last time we went through the Rav Mal and again to Isius and Top of Cake and Sif Gimel. This parameter is not to go back to Mechaber. We discuss the Suga of Mechika. We start with the Halacha Avi Moichik Dioy Agabe Klaf. Vayishnev Agabe Pinchas. Even Isser. When you want to write two Isius over there. Now why do you start off the Suga of Kaisim Moichik with the Halacha Moichik and never writing the Halacha of Kaisim? What does it say to Shulchan Aruch? Does need beer? Let the Eilim think about that. I'm not clear. We have a Gemara Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara says, "Lenin Kaisiv that the Shir is writing two Oisias. If you write even one Ois Gedayla, Lach is your Potter. Mash Egin in Mechiko, a person who had one big Ois, and he erases it, and then I'm welcome to write two Oisias, then the person is Chayiv. The Gemara says here we see the Chumra of Mechiko over Kaisiv. That means even though Kaisiv you have to write two Oisias, by Mechik is as long as you erase one." Go to write two, you also chayiv. Come along with Rosh in Perek Zayin and Siman Tes. He says, let's analyze. We were the case of Mechika in the Mishkan. We were the case of the Mishkan. We spoke out last time in the Chabura, Machlokes Rashi, the Rambam, how exactly was the case of the Mishkan. Was the case of Aleph and Beis and then Gimel and Dalet and went through the question that way. And we got to Yud Aleph, that was two. Rashi sounds like they did Aleph, Aleph and Beis, Beis, Gimel, Gimel. Let's not get to Kaisiv. We were the case of Mechika in the Mishkan. Says Rosh, they wrote one ois by mistake. So they had to erase that one ois. And then rewrite it and write the correct ois. That means the pashto, the case of Mishkan, was erasing one and writing one. So why in the world is Gemara coming to say you have to erase one and write two? Of course, it's against what happened over here in the Mishkan. Says the Rosh Yisoid over here, the concept of Mechiko is Machsheves Ksiva. Mechika is not erasing. Mechika is preparing for Kaisiv. That's the get over here. Therefore, since Ksiva is two, therefore Mechika has to be erasing to write two. That means he switched over how you understand the basic understanding, the fundamental idea of Mechik. Mechik is not erasing. Mechik is Machshev Ksiva, preparing for writing over here. If so, he says, if Machshev Ksiva, Ksiva in the Mishkan was a case of Isis, the Mechiko, he says, has to be a case of Oisius. Well, that being a riot, the case of the Gemara is being Mechik Ois Gedoyla. The Brice's case is Ois. So once I'm saying it has to be peer for Ksiva, the Mechiko has to be erasing Oisius. Coming to the Russians, it says a second stage over here. More than that. He says, no, Lemaisa, we have a Tesefta. Tesefta says, we're Nuffel Diyar Gabe Sefer, there's an Issa Mechiko over here. Therefore, what is the get over here of Mechiko? He says, when a person writes an ois by mistake, it's not called an ois. It's called tishtush. It is scribble scrabble. Therefore, once a taino, not only is the gerda of the melacha has to be a case over here of kaisiv, also the mechayiv is preparing for kaisiv, but whether you erase over here the ois or the tishtush, it equates one with another, is no difference. Because the idea of an ois in and of itself, with the mistake, is nothing. It's meaningless. It counts for nothing. There's coming and saying over here that the ois is commander lesser, and the ikka machayiv ends off is b'tzad machshev taksivo. That's not something that's a getter, that is the machayiv shaboy. And once that's the machayiv, I don't care what I'm racing. They went away from the getter to this, to the idea over here, this is the machayiv in and of itself. Therefore, I don't care what we're racing, whether it's oisius or not. This Rosh, the Ma'aseh Leilam Sof, brought down the Beis Esef, brought down the Bialocha, Lavush. As far as I know, the place can go, this Malach of the Rosh over here. The definition of Mechika is really the idea of preparing for Kaisiv. That's the Gedda, that's the Mechayiv. Once.
If you just erase and you say, I'm not going to write, I'm going to write
these slaves, we'll get to that. That's going to be the question over here. We'll get to this question. First thing on what the Rosh says over here. Now, the Rosh says, discussing the idea of preparing for Kaisiv, negate the idea of Shurim. One ice, two aces over here. The question really, they take it to two avenues over here. How far to extend this idea? And we'll get to the main question. First, let's say a person erases Ksav Shulahem. You erase English according to Amor, the beginning of the Urzua, that says the case is the Rabbanon. Do you say, since Kesiv on its hand is the Rabbanon, Mechik also be only case of Mechika and only even is the Rabbanon? So the Meister, the Prima Godim, is Simon Shin Zayin on the Mishpzois, the Kotlin Yod, he says the Mechika will only be a Dindir Rabbanon. Because it cannot be more than the case of Kaisiv over here, which is a massive Kiddush. tishdush, that'd be a case of deraisa. But the case of a ksav shel hem, a case of rabbonim, each one of the how it came out that way.
I'm not lifting, whatever.
We'll get to that. No, I'm talking about the ois itself was written, the mechika itself. Discussing that case. The mechika, the ois that was written right now is in English.
What are you planning to write?
Even Lashon HaKodesh, he's not mechalik. We'll get to the two cases here. There's the mechika and the amanas.
Who says it?
Prima Godim. I mean, he's understanding it that can be more chomer. The words of Gemara, we cannot have the kulas over kaisev. That's why I took the side over here. He also you can understand the question that Achrim discuss negate the mechika with the left hand. That means we know by the case of eating cake. Those who want to argue. Come on, the Elul Rabban says negate the case of cake, cut it with your left hand. Because if ksiva is that way, mechika is that way, and mechika cannot be better than kaisev. Says the Elul Rabban, open up a book, it's a big tumul. Mishwar said, Nochel lach miyishay sleva akar. Says the Elul Rabban, open it up with your left hand. A case of a person who wants to put ishes upon the parochus. We'll get to that today, but Hashem will end in another hour or two. So the big tumul in Maisa, what the loch is? Mishabuah, Maravam, or Chashulchon. You can start now if you want. So, Kamung Divan Akhwen, one taino, Chayotim says, to ois al parochus in the case of your left hand over here. That means they're extending it, mamish the yisoid over here of whatever kishiv is, the Maisa Moichik has. The Masham says, people want to smoke 60 years ago, and at least he is on top of the cigarette. So he discussed over there, smoke with your left hand. Now you have to realize that they're taking kesev, the case of moichik, it's a mamash extension, they're building upon the side of the rush over here. Now you can argue with 2 points over here. Number one, you could say that the reason why you left hand by kesev is because it's not normal, because people not write with their left hand. Smoking, people can smoke with either hand. People can open a book with either hand. There is no difference over here. It could be, if Kleis will be normal, Michael will be normal. And therefore, you can argue the point that you cannot extend it so far the case of Mechiko. So it's a chiddush over here to take it that far over here. Void, who says we do extend Kleis to Mechik in the parameters, right? Number one, who said we do extend it that far? Number two, even if we did, even a kli should be normal, who the mechik should be normal. And therefore, most people can disagree by the case of cake, by the case of books, by the case of cigarettes. That's a question, how far do you understand the side of the rush over here? They point out, you read the Mishnah Berurah slowly, in the end of Sefkon Chabez, long Mishnah Berurah, at the end he discusses what's the loch and the gear to the sugya mechiko. And then right afterwards he says, however, every malacha you do with your left hand, you chayv except for writing. And we just discussed mechiko. Then he says afterwards, all malachas yechayev, except for kosev. Very meduyik, Mishmur disagrees with the idea of a left hand by mechiko. He just ends off mechiko and says, all malachas yechayev, except for kosev. The Chum Mishmur does not go, I go like most poskim, there is no chiluk in the left hand, and they get this concept to applying it to mechiko.
He means kosev and
now, there are two different Lam Tes Malachas in the Mishnah of Chayim Gimel, and they are two different ideas. Now that's the gate to the Moichik Shubai. The gate to the Amnas Licht of Shubai. Again, the Gemara says the Moichik cannot be more than the case of the Kaisiv. So they point out the gate to the Shir Shubai. How far do you take the concept of the gate to Amnas? That means, let's say a person plans to write it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Ksiv is Mutter. So you do a Mechik on Shabbos, Amnas Licht of Rimei Chol, Rimei Potter. Speaks out the Bi'al Locho in Sif Dalet, according to the Prima Godim. No. We're talking about the Shir Shaboy. But if the Ksiva is a Ksiva, I don't give you Mechayiv the Ksiva or not. We do not be Mechayiv for the Ksiva. Second example, Chesed B'Shul Mezalman. Let's say you plan to write B'Ksav Shulahem on the Tzad Ramo, the Das Yoch, the Ozru, Ksav Shulahem, the Rabbonon. So the Ksiva is not Chayiv. Is that not a Nichol Gedev Mas Lichtoiv? So the Vadas Am Mas Lichtoiv. We do not need a Mechayiv in the Ksiva Shaboy. It's Moichik in Lashon HaKodesh. I'm not selective. I don't care what language it is over here. Voice in the Shom Zalman. Let's say you plan to erase it and write with your left hand. Avad Yipot in the left hand. But it's a Ksivo. And again, I do not need a Mechayim the Ksivo, said Shom Zalman. Avad a Mechayim the Mechik over here. They do discuss, let's say it's Moichik, I'm not selective, but the Ksivo is Sheini Meskayim. They can start clearing already. What exactly is that situation over here? Now, Nigar to Moichik, we said Moichik, one is to write two Oisius, then a person is Chayiv. What about Farkart? A person that raises two Oisius to write one Ois. How exactly do you look upon that? I managed it to Isis, but since Machshev Vuxivo, do you extend the rush that far? That there's not nichol to get him being mechayiv over here. Also, the question is Vashem is Shlomo Zalman. It's the opposite way of the Gemara. The Gemara's case is Achas erasing the two. He'll be erasing two for one big one. Yeah. That's the interesting question again. How far do you understand this idea? And the Ikishal among the Paiskim, the Geta Almanas, is really one main shail over here. But it says Almanas Lichtoiv. Is the Almanas Lichtoiv Mamish, the person who Mamish has to have das to write, or you see this afterwards? Or is the Almanas Lasaki? The concern that a person by racing where it's not Nichol get him Loch unless you have Almanas, because it's Kilkel. So let's say the racing is an act of tikkun. Therefore, you mechayim tzad asugya meichik. And basically, the question is the understanding of the rush over here is machshavas k'siva mamish? You need amnas lichtoiv, or no? You need machshavas k'siva to take away the son of kilkul over here. So this question is negetu meichik amnas lichtoiv. It's negetu get the end of the simon by kureya. Kureya is also amnas litfor. That's also the mishnah. But even though the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Aleph, so he says Almanas Livnois. Same question by these three malachas. What's the fundamental idea of Almanas? Is that mitzvah you have to have for the malacha, or has to be no chesaron of kilkul over here? Now, I set up basically two ideas. First of all, it's Almanas Lichtoiv, but Almanas Lasakin. Best of all, I think will come out there are four ideas over here, and divide them up. Almanas Lichtoiv will have two options: Shtaim Shem Arbo, and also Almanas Lasakin will have two options. That means there'll be two ways, and each will have its way. There'll be two witches of four. First, there's Ritva Nafka from Tess, Ritva discussing, then the Mishnah says over there that a person has a list on Shabbos of Orchim that he invited over. Could a person read it on Shabbos? The Mishnah says it's Osir. The Gemara has two reasons, either Mitzad Sugyo Shtar Adyaitis or Shemi Yimchoik. He might come along to erase it. Come along, Ritva says, so let's have it. 10 Orchim, you don't want to bite all 10 because you don't have enough food, so you want to erase one name. It's fact to Ritva, it's Moichik, Shloy Amnas Lichtoiv. Coming to erase, they're not putting on another name. So why in the world are we making a Gezerah for? She said, since it's Shchiach to erase it, still we're going to make a Gezerah. The point on the Ritva saying, the get of the Mloch is, I don't know what the issue is here, it's a problem here. It's a son of Amnas Lichtoiv, and therefore it's the only Drabbalon. That means Ritva is saying you need Almanas Lichtoiv Mamish.
Why
does Masakim? Right, he argues, he says you need Almanas Lichtoiv, they point out.
But it's a tikkun, it takes all the.
And he says it's still Drabbonon. In fact, it's a tikkun, and it's Drabbonon. And therefore, it's calling it, why is Drabbonon? Because that's not enough, you need Almanas Lichtoiv. And Be'etzem, in Sifu Dalad, when the Bialach discusses the Kuya Almanas Lichtoiv, he has a list of Rishonim and says you need Almanas Lichtoiv. He says, however, I have a Ritva against me. The Ritva Makis and Afgimel Beis that my son actually told me 2 weeks ago. The Ritva discusses the Sugyo of Psech based at Savar. What is the Issa over there? Besides the Sugyo of Makar Patish, besides the Sugyo of Korea. So my boy who's in 8th grade says, Smachalikis, the Rishon and the Rambam, Rish Rashi. Rashi said, besides the Sugyo of Makar Patish, the Rambam said, besides the Sugyo of Korea. Why is it not Nichle Ged of Korea? Because not Amnas Litvor, only Amnas Lasakin. And therefore, not Chaim besides the Sugyo of Korea. Says the Bialocho, Echnam, that's the Ritva Shito. We don't go like the Ritva. That means Mishmur says it's a Ritva Shito by Korea, and we have a Ritva like Sugya of Meichik, that you need a Davko, Amnas Lichtoiv, Amnas Litvor. The Chura who holds like this? Pashas, the Degma Vavo, and they come along to argue by the case of Amor, by cake. Says by the case of cake, he says over here, it's Eidim Eskavin, Sequential, and Lichle, we have the case of the Aruch, the Ichmislei. Void have three drabbonons and the Vadishu Mekel close came for the Mogavom and Simichinia Dalits of Cotton A. What's the three drabbonons? He writes very simple. Number one is Kilkel. Number two is Kalachiyad. Number three is Shloy Amanas Lichtoiv. That means he's separating the two ideas of Kilkel and Shloy Amanas Lichtoiv. That means the idea of drabbonon, why? Because you did not plan to go right afterwards on the cake. Void another drabbonon, which has to get Kilkel. That means you're understanding you really need Amanas Lichtoiv Mamish. The Pashas of Ritva and Degmavava have what Malach, you need Amanas Lichtoiv Mamish, otherwise it's the case of Drabbonon. Second Malach, come on the Chai Odom and the Minchas Chinuch and the Mchaim No, they also say you need Amanas Lichtoiv. However, they say practically it comes down to Machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. It's a machlokes is what the loch is by melacha she'ain tzrich l'gufay. Some of the chayv l'gumay be'ain tzach el afaray. In the case where there is no kilkel, Rabbi Yehuda says yechayv, Shimon says yepater. Why are yechayv according to Shimon? And why you pater according to Shimon? Why yechayv according to Rabbi Yehuda? In the chayv l'guma, you do not need the hole, you need the dirt. That's a tikkun b'makom acher. Rabbi Yehuda holds when you have a tikkun b'makom acher, you want the dirt. That's machshiv the melacha. Mashenkin of Shimon says, if I don't need the hole, it's chasaron in the melacha. That means the machlokes of Yehuda v'Shimon is when you do the melacha, but not for the melacha's tachlis, but something else, so the tikkun somewhere else, do you gain out of it? Yehuda says the tikkun for the offer makes us into the melacha. Mashenkin of Shimon. If so, says the Chayodom, the melacha is amanas lichtoiv. By common to erase not amanas lichtoiv, but it's a tikkun. It's a tikkun b'makom acher. If so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tikkun b'makom acher, gam the melacha is amanas lichtoiv. That is a melacha, and I'm not doing it for that reason. Still, I'm chayiv. What's that called? Melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. But according to Rabbi Shimon, if the melacha is amanas lichtoiv, if I'm doing a tikkun b'makom acher and it's not come to right, that's called melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay. That's potter. So the idea of amanas lichtoiv, and you do not want amanas lichtoiv, what's the melacha? It's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Divos says the Chayodom, if you analyze the Rosh, the Rambam, on the Shitosoi. The Rambam holds, what's the halacha? He passed like a Behuda, we said already. Therefore, says it be a halacha. How do I know that halacha has to be a case of a kilkel? How do I know? Because the Rambam. The Rambam says the halacha is amnas lekalkel potter. He says, definition of kilkel. Says the Chayodom, the Rambam is the Shitosoi. He needs kilkel to potter you. Mash and King the Rosh. He holds melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufay is potter. Therefore, he needs machshevet ha'ksiva. He needs to prepare for ksiva. He needs amas lichtoiv mamish. Says the Chayodim, the Rambam, and the Rosh, mamish l'shitosoi. That means the Bia Lachas come along to say, I'll bring your wife to the Rambam. Says the Chayodim, you missed the boat. You're asking the Rosh to the Rambam. There are two different shitas, one of Yehuda, one of Shimon. Now, if you analyze it, the Bia Lachas really says, I'll bring you three riyas. The number one, I have a wife in the Rambam. Number two, I have a wife in the Tesefto. Number three, I've arrived in the city of Korea. In the gate, the Rambam says the Chayodom, that's the Yehuda. It's very good. You have no Ryan. Locher Shein Zimbuva is Chayyid. In the gate, the Sefer says the Chayodom, that's the Yehuda Shito. Of course, he's Chayyid. That's the Yehuda. In the gate, the arrived from Korea, who is a Pella, in the Sifu Dal by Korea himself, he has a Machlokes Yishreinim. So they point out, Mishmuel, who saw the Chayodom? Maybe he saw the Minchas Chinuch. Not in Chayyid, no. And yet he came along and says, Shtichot Torah is three rayas, and the Pel, Chayodom himself, knocks away this rayas, and says, Machlis, we do have a Shimon over here. What's the Pel, what he did over here? But Maisa comes out, this mal of Chayodom, the Minchas Chinuch says, you need Amnas Lechtoiv, that is to get him Lecho, and you do not do that, well, come out, Machlis, we do have a Shimon. Fine, so again, we have one, which is two right now. We have either Amnas Lechtoiv Mamish, sounds like the word for Noid Behudo, not Behudo Beshimon, and need Amnas Lechtoiv Mamish, otherwise, Chasson of the Lecho. And number two, we have Amnas Lichtoiv, which is Machlokes Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Third idea. Coming the Mishnah Berurah and being down the Prima Gordim, it says, again, is Amnas L'Sakein. It says the Prima Gordim, Ani Oni Oimer, that a person that wrote a shtar to somebody else, he owes the money, he paid him back, the Oisi is our problem, he has to erase the shtar over here, he did not plan to rewrite on this piece of paper. It's a Moichet, that is a case of a Tikkun over here. And therefore, even if any tikkun over here, the meister person will be mechoyev for it. Any tikkun. Mashenki, in the case of Mechit Tishchus, has to be a case of Amnas Lichtoiv Shtei Oisius. But in the case of Mechit Oisius, any tikkun of the meister is a mailo, a person is chayev. This way is the El Rabba, same idea. The Mishmur goes this way. Mishmur, in the end of the Sekhon Chobayz, or Mil Sekhon Chobayz, brings down to give you an extra ace in the same Torah. He says, when you erase the ice, it's Moichel Nasa Sakin. He quotes an Ikre Adinim and a Tala Uris. Both of them say the same. You say it over here. The look is Moichel Nasa Sakin. Now, I think the idea of Moichel Nasa Sakin, there are two ways to understand it. I think it's Machlokes. There are, when a person writes, you have ink on a piece of paper. There's always the Isius, and then there's a cloth. Where is the Tikkun? Is it Tikkun in the Isius, or is it Tikkun even in the case of the cloth? Make it very simple. Your kids wrote on the wall. It's such a concept, some odd reason. Kach shemati, kids write on the wall. You clean the wall on Shabbos. It's clean, it's a tikkun over here. according to the Mishnah Berurah, is that an Issa Deraisa? Or no? Because the side over here of Tikkun has to be in the Oisius. The case the Prima Gonim is that the Oisius are a problem. I owe you money. The Oisius, whether it's on the wall, whether it's on a piece of paper, whether it's in the cloth, whether it's in the pinnacles, the Oisius are the problem. I have to get rid of the Oisius. Has to be Tikkun in the Oisius. When I take Oisius off the wall, it's not Tikkun in the Oisius. It's a Tikkun in what? In the wall. So what's a lochum when the Tikkun is not mitzvah the Oisius Shabbai, mitzvah the background? What is that exactly? So basically, the case writing on the wall, if you want, the Issur B'Zil Orbach, Rav Simcha Bonim writes this example, and Rav Ribiat Lamentas Melochos writes this example, cleaning the wall according to the Mishnah Berurah is the Issur D'Oraisa. Atzad Hasheni, the Yatsav Avrom, and the Chod Hashoni says cleaning a wall according to the Mishnah Berurah is not an Issur D'Oraisa. The Orgi Mamish Pashas this Yisoid over here. Yatsav Avrom discussed the case. We'll get to Locha diapers, used to have Oisius on top of it. And when the kids will make, the Oisius will disappear to show the kid made, she should change the kid's diaper. Today's when they get the pictures, they come out the column, when they get to give surveyor. So he gets involved, he wants to know what Melocha we're discussing. He says, over there, it's not me deciding the Oisius Shuboi. You want to tell me, it's a ticket, I know about it, but the Oisius, I don't care, they get away, don't get away. It's just to show me inside the kid what to go do. It's not nichol the ticket per se. But the Chodeshani speaks out very clearly that he writes, Moichik to clean something, that's not Tikkun. Moichik has to be dafka case to get to Oisius, that you're raising Oisius as a problem, or the Oisius around the coming to Misakin. But to clean a wall is not Nichol together of Moichik Amnas Misakin. Now, the Oisius are a problem. No matter where the Oisius are, I have to get rid of the Oisius. The Oisius are a problem. Now, again, what they're both seem to be saying in the Mishnah Berurah, Neil, I think is my colleague's Prima Gonim and Mishnah Berurah, this Mamash's question over here. What does he say to Tikkun over here? That means we have a locha of Sheva Agabe Oisius. We have a covering of wax on top of Oisius in the Sefer Torah. The question is what the locha is. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach holds Moichik Amnas Lichtoiv. That's how Mishnah Berurah Maestri Paskins. That's how the Taz goes, the Pana Meiris, the Oil Shabbos, the Magavram brings it down the way, Eli Rabba, the Ivets. That's the Ikka among the Paiskim, Chidor, they pass in this way.
Why can't this be a classical example
of Malach Shein Tzvi? We hold Malach Shein Tzvi We pass like a Shimon Baker, not the Rambam. But again, we want to say more than that. The Simcha Bonim writes in English, cleaning a wall is Chayiv. He calls it Chayiv. You want to argue with Simcha Bonim, it's fine. No, he said the melacha is meichik. That's a tikkun. As long as you don't have a kilkel, that's the melacha. The melacha is don't make a kilkel over here.
So we come to
yeah. So again, Shai we got Pinchas. We have the Bach. Most posts go this way. Sada Sheni. We have the Shus Yaakov. Brought down the bialocha. It's a kisiv alma. Command the muncha b'kufra instead of Bach over here. And therefore, you only even the istev amareach. You had iron goes this way. Mil Stoker, Max Shekel, Tereish Stroll. Tereish Shlishi, Prim Gonim, which says the Ikki, so even the idea of Muxa, the Sholomation went this way. And Sad Revim, Kivega being down, Mitzad Issa Mitzakim Mono. Coming to the Mishnah, it says, once I pass the Issa Mitzad Moichik, Amnas Lichtoiv, she says, I have a question. Bishlam in the same Tariah, Kisidron is not Ma'akiv. But Tfilin Lachur, Ava Baya, the Tfilin Kisidron is Ma'akiv. Shaiva, the case of Tfilin, take off the Shaiva. Why is not a bayah? Moicham nas lichtoiv. The tefillin shloike sidron. He said very simple. I'm going to tell you. She told us the isa moichik is moichik amnas lesakin and not amnas lichtoiv. If it's amnas lichtoiv, I need a ksiva over here. Shloike sidron. But I do not need a ksiva. I need amnas lesakin. I have a tikkun. I'm not doing an active ksiva. I mean moichik shayvo. That's a tikkun over here. Then he writes for Shumot Sosi. The nishmas autumn is the same question. V'nia l'fina nias daita. He says Mishnah Berurah k'moshe kesafti. Looked up at Nishmas Adam, Echnami, he says, does not understand why Shaiva Agav Pinchas might be chayiv for it, because he holds Amnas Lichtoiv. He is Lishitosai. That means Nishmas Adam, Chavetz Chaim saw, he Lishitosai, he has a problem. Mishmu holds Amnas Sakin, that's Teres Lishitosai. Then Nishmas Adam says, Machlik Simhidu Mishimon, but to get Amnas Lichtoiv, it's very good why he has an issue over here. It's a Ian, why to go like the Bach? Further says to be Alocho, the Prima Gadim also, he does not seem to understand this Malach, he only wants to ask himself the Sugi or Mukso. Where is the Malach Amnas Sakin? The Prima Gadim. Who is the Baya by moichik, and not say I'm not sasakin by shayva gav oisius, the prima godim. The chua, a little bit of a steer in the prima godim over here. So it sounds like in this prima godim, and more from other prima godim, that he holds that the tikkun has to be that when a person is moichik, the oisius have to be, you're correcting the oisius. That means the shayva, I don't care where it should be, 20 other places, fine. The problem with the shayva is over here, that's not the tikkun over here and the oisius per se. That means the removing the shayva has to be, where is the tikkun? The tikkun has to be that this thing that you're removing in itself is a tikkun. Kain was more meforish that way, and the loch and simon shin zayin. The primogodim discussing when a person, he writes with ksav shalahem on a mokum gavoya, with his case in the Mishnah Kufam test, being a list of orchim. That means you have a case that's, you have orchim, you put very high in this thing, you want to read it, and the case of English over here, is there a question over here that a person, can he read it on Shabbos? He wants a taina not to be geyser. It's a case to abandon. Why is it abandon? Because the mechikah shloi amnas lichtoiv. If you're going to write very clearly on the list that you have 10 people, you want to erase one of them, which is a problem here. I can't have 10 people on the list. I only want to have 9 people. The reason why it's abandon and not be geyser is gevoya harbe because mechikah shloi amnas lichtoiv. That's amnas asakin. That's mamash amnas asakin. So why? Because the truth is, I don't mind this guy's name anyplace else. Just on this paper, it bothers me. So Be'etzim, there's no tikkun erasing the oisius. Just on the paper, I don't want the oisius over here. So in the case by a chay, the case of people going, the oisius are the problem. The tikkun in the oisius. That echnami, that's moichel nasa saking. But when the oisius is not Be'etzim the problem, just in the place where it is, I'm fixing up the paper over here. That I want the paper to have 9 names, not 10 names. That, says the Prima Godin, that's the case of Rabbanon over here. So it sounds like the Prima Godin is standing the story over here, that Moichik has to be a tikkun in the oisius, not in the klaf. Mash Enki and the Mishavua seem to understand that the way. Again, you can argue the point, Muchach, not Muchach, but there's still, there are two stodim to understand the idea, Amnas Asakin, and Machalisha Paiskim with Manenu, cleaning a wall. Is that a tikkun? Because it has the wall being clean? Again, the simple bottom passing that way very clearly, the Ribiat and others. Mashenki, no, Chodeshani says, no Shaykhis. That'd be a tikkun mitzad the oisius shiboy. So, coming up, Be'etzem, we have over here two, which is our four. Be clear, we have either Amnas Lichtoy Mamish, that's the writ for Dengel Bava. We have Amnas Lichtoy Machoik Sevhuda and the Meshimin. We have Amnas Sakin, but Amnas Sakin mitzad the oisius. And Amnas Sakin mitzad even the cloth over here. Now, in the Geta Amnas Sakin, there's a question, what is the shear? We know it's Amnas Lichtoy. The shear is to oisius. That's the Mishnah says, Davayin Gimel. What's the shear about Amnas Asakin? So basically, even Amnas Lichter, when it says to oisius, what to oisius? That means the Mishnah says, erase ois gedoilo, after you have condition Amnas Lichter, stay oisius. To ois gedoilos? No. Because then, what does it mean, ois? So come to the Rashi, when it says, ois beidinus. And Cheskinuk says, a milt type of ois. Now, some people over here think it's very, when I tell them to write lines on a test, everyone a different line with lines, they put 3 lines onto 1 line. And then 3, for them, their bainly might be different, that people actually write, some people want to show they wrote a lot, they put on 2 lines, one word over here. So, I know how to find bainly. They say it has to be bainly. It really depends. I mean, bainly, it depends how big the paper is, depends who's writing, depends, certain type of terror is bainly, is really dependent upon the cloth. Not clear how to find bainly, but that's to get his bainly. Each one onto his own. But they get to Amnas Asakin over here. What exactly is the shear? So the words that the Sefer brought down the Bialocho, he says, Amnas Asakin, Kolshu. So the Sefer says, Kolshu. Kamlon Mechayodom, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Mechayimno, those three says, Lav Davko. Avada means to Oisius. Lav Davko. Kamlon Mechayim Kineski, the Dibbis Moshe, others say, no, Kolshu means Kolshu. Those three names I just said, Minchas Chinuch, the Chayodom, and Mechayimno, they're Lashitosoi. Because they hold there's no concept of Amnas Asakin. They hold Amnas Lichtov and Machlitzim Shum Neviudo. They have to say what they said, Lav Davko. But once you go like the Mishnah Berurah, Amnas Kolshu, can be Mamish Kolshu. Negate to Oisius, the Cheshivas, to Machshu something is to Oisius. Masakin, maybe not. And Besim, the Bialocha, and Simon Sif Yudalid. But the case of Korea, he clears this question. It says Kriya Amnas Litvor. The mission says Amnas Litvor Shtei Oisius. Says the Bialocha, but I hold Kriya Amnas Asakin. What's the locha negate to the Shir? Says the Prima Godim. Says the Bialocha. Is it Amnas Asakin Kolshu?
was it still cholapachas? I'm not a sakin kein shtei oisius v'tzarachian. But he l'shitasa has this question. That means he's not forced to say lav dako like the chayotum, because he also gets amas sakin. It's a good question. What exactly the issue is the mechayv you to case of einish over here? Next sugya, I put two sugyas together over here. Person, when he writes on his arm. So first we have the Mishnah that says someone's mesaret abasari, a person scratches upon his arm. The machlokes, Rav Loz says yichayv chatus. The Chumash says yipater. How do we paskin? So the Ben Yeruchah brought down by the El Rabba says you paskin like Rav Lozer chayv chatus. They point out it really depends what the gears of the Mishnah is Chum versus Rav Lozer or Rav Yeshua. The Rambam and the Rif has a gears of Rav Yeshua, very good way paskin Rav Lozer. Mashenki the Rosh has a gears on the Chumim, then we should not paskin like that. The Meister, the Ram paskins, they look like the Chumim, part of Rav Lozer. The Magarvam, the Meshavua, we paskin that's scratching upon a person's body, Meister's part of Rav Lozer. I affect the Gemara, we have Yoshko, that he, the Meister, wrote upon his body and took out from Mitzrayim, different kishuv over here, different ideas over here. So it says the Gemara very clear, we don't make a right from Shaitim. Fine, I assume the Eilim saw the Messiah's Shas, that there's a couple lines that were taken out by the censors, that took out some words of Tosfos, some words of Rashi, some words of the Gemara. Maybe next Thursday we'll talk about the Negeat Yoshko, once the Negeat Inyan the Yoma. The Messiah, there's a couple lines of each title to go see, that we don't bring a right from Shaitim, but maybe in the oven. Now that's the game when a person scratches things onto his body. Second case, let's say a person writes on top of his body. You put a phone number on top of your body. What's the halacha in that case? So the Mishnah says, Chayiv. Now the question is, if you put a number on top of your body, a couple of days later, it disappears. Everyone knows that. If it disappears, why is not Bayam Mitzad Ksuvo the Sugyo as a Ksav She'edim Eskayim? Says the Rambam, because Be'etzem, it is a Ksav that's being Eskayim, except it's a built-in eraser beside the Chamim Misagof to erase it. Meaning, if you write a phone number on your hand, and you cut off your arm, and it's on the floor, it'll stay forever. But since you have heat in your body that naturally erases it, you have an inborn eraser over here. So the inborn eraser, you're coming along every second, every moment of the heat, and over a couple of days, it'll erase this ink over here. But the ethnic sav is miskayim, and the paper is miskayim. Guy's arm will stay forever that way. Just because your body gives off heat, therefore it's erasing it. That's the Magarvam, the Shavua says, like sav yichai for it. Now let's take the two things together. Person has writes oisius in his body, and he scratches it inside his body. Two things together. What they call in English tattoos. Well, the Torah calls it Ksevetz Kaka. What exactly is that? Now you think about it. Who in their right mind would write something on the body that lasts forever? Which idiot would do that? It's a Striot. Do you bring a right from Shaitim? Are you chai for that on Shabbos? Do you do a tattoo on Shabbos? So myself, this is Mil Stoko.
The whole world's doing it.
It's a writing.
Why writing a body? Get it, you wreck, disappears a couple days later.
That's still a little problem.
That's chayiv.
Right, so watch this being.
But this lasts forever. Who would write to such a thing like this? Right? Lasts forever in your body. Write a phone number, lasts forever in your body.
So
would
you do that?
Yeah, it's not normal. It's like just scratching into your body.
Why
you
wrote,
like,
watch something worse.
Plus,
if you wrote
Erev Shabbos and then you did the kakeh on Shabbos. Well, let's say you do it two ways. You do kakeh and then put the ink inside. They do it all together now. They have one pen and do it all together. So who would do that? Who would take this pen and write it in some parts of your body? Which Meshuggah would do that? So my son, the Ismail Stalker, brought down the Gilma Shah, brought down by the Pesach Shuvan Yodei Semekov Pei, and the Masim Bracha by us, and the Ikratinim, and the Chayodom, and the Cheskinuch, also Yechayim. Chayim. The question is why? So, they asked a question to Chaim Knievsky on the Sefer of Tattoos that he wrote in the 1960s, 1970s by Shekin al-Ksav. He says, why? Why, sir? He says, from one Shaitim to Raya, half a Shaitim, Echanami, that comes to Derech. Mama says that. Echanami. Yoshka is one Shaitim. And a good question that everyone's crazy, one person normal, what's normalcy? Awesome question. All the Shem guys argue their point. Fine, good Shaitim defines normalcy over here. But that's one reason why I can say Chai for the Shabbos. A second reason they want to say is because either the fact that Torah is machshavit, they call the service character ksivo. The Torah calls the ksivo. Or a third way of saying it over, Torah is machshavit, giving it a lav, giving it an iser. So different ways of saying one might say, or even iser deraiso. Building upon that, that's kosev. What about moichik? Erasing a tattoo. Is that nichle getter of tikkun? So, come on the Menchus Chenoch, and he, Lishitosa, gets a vow of Machlitzim Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, because that's how he goes, Nid Amnasa Sakin. He says that according to the Rambam, it is nichol negedav tikkun. And they even said according to the Rambam, by a yid yichayev. He said by a goy, no, that's no chayev. But by yid is a tikkun. Come with the achoyim afim chaskenach. What is a tikkun erasing a tattoo from your body? Is any isser having a tattoo upon the body? What's the isser? So mincha seilus, what time I said Yeshua, I mean, what's a taino? E efshal lasis tshuva shleima kol zman aver lefon of zichul ma'aso. You can't do a tshuva shleima if you have a aver in front of you. If that's the Yisrael, the point depends where the tattoo is coming from. If it's like the Rav Mashul had a tattoo on his numbers on his arm in Chlami, there'll be no tikkun erasing it. If you had a tattoo in Mitzad, you did it on the very over here in Chlami, there'll be a mila of erasing it. Actually, once when the Chabur was learning the sugya of tattoos, so again, the Chabur, his father, is a dermatologist, and it happened to Maisel that Rav Amnon Yitzchok, he got a hold of Isha, he got this cure of. The Isha had a tattoo upon herself that says, "Kesevis karkel l'situ b'chem ani Hashem." She had a tattoo that said, "Don't put tattoos upon your body." And the Shalom came over to us that he was a dermatologist. And the Shalom, because he put lasers and erased it, ani Hashem, as you came up, King. That was the Shalom. And you have to realize, this person that should sin, that put on tattoo, don't put on tattoos, and now I'm just going to make a room over here. Now, can she erase it? Is that, what are you going to do over here? And then I finally met the person, Shai Tzedek, said it was a good child, then I'm going to Bia Omer said to go get a gray to go do the laser surgery, because then it's the only case. Right now, it's not erasing it. It breaks up the particles, and the grammar goes inside the body, and go do a grammar, and that's why gray went to go do it. Fine. But it's interesting that this idea of erasing a tattoo over here. So today, they can do it. Maestro Chaim Knievsky in the Sefer Bashekin Aksav, he quotes him in Chizkanach, he says, in his days, Ksev Kakis L'Olim, how can you erase it? What in the world is Chizkanach discussing over here? Am I discussing? You take a knife, you cut it out. You take your skin, you rip it off. So that's not the derech. What's going on over here? Mishlam Bizman is there. When he gets involved, what exactly is the tikkun of erasing a tattoo? He said, maybe it's not a sugya bush over here. Ulay v'tzarachin. Fine. Maestro, not negeritos. We don't have tattoos over here. The get us really put the idea of ksiva on the body, together with the idea of being moichik, together with the idea of the rosh, together with the idea of the bi'alocho. Take all four sugars not together. Meaning, basically, you have your hands with ink, can you wash them on Shabbos? That means we know writing upon your body is the raiso, number one. We know number two, moichik from your body is also this is the raiso. Number three, according to the rosh, is there a difference between the case of Isis and Tishtush? Then you have Isis, your phone number. Tishtush also, there's no difference. You have ink on your body. Can you erase it? Number four, according to the Bialocha, is Meichach Amnas Lesakein. You want to clean your hand to the background. You want to clean the wall, clean your hand. So washing ink off your body on Shabbos, is it in the Siddur Aiso? That means you take these 4 points you just said over here. Can you wash ink off your body? You have a pen mark in your hand. Are you even in the Siddur Aiso? Now, best if we analyze it. We said the four sheets over here. According to the written note of Yudat, it's not Amnas Lichtoiv. According to Chayonim and Cheschenech, and the Machlokeshim, Hunav and Shimon, what the Lach and Lachash and Shimon Gufa is. According to the Prima, the Garden has to be a ticket in the Isis, no ticket in the Isis. According to the Mishavu, it has to be a ticket in the Klav. Of course, in the Gates, to give it their ice over here.
No Kavanah whatsoever to write Batsim in this place.
So, step by step, that's the question. I mean, I built up, not the question. Now let's see if we have answers to the question. Oh, so come up first, the Chayodom, I only assume so, because on the Makur's sheet over here, then the Chayodom says, in Hilchus Nitzilas Dayim, and Klal Mem, discusses what happens, he's discussing when a person touches a pot over here that has some chum coals that made it blackened, and now your hand is black. You have this black ink or coals on top of your hand. If you want, we have Uri over here, show you on his hand right now. He has some black in his hand right now. Fine. So come along to the Chayodom and discusses, you have Bayam Mitzad Sugim Chatzitzo. She says, if it's only number one, Chazuso, something that's not tangible that you don't really feel over here, Chazuso B'Alma is not a Chatzitzo. Even if it is tangible, if it's a case of Miyat that's not Makbet, also not a Chatzitzo. So she said, if we take care of the Sugim Chatzitzo, what to go do on Shabbos? You want to wash hands for Tilsa Daim, Mokka Mitzvah. So he says to wash your hands is not a psik ratio to take it off. And he gets involved in the Shmus Odom, Bachelor Ben Chananel and Rashi, and again, Sugar in Miskavim. He says to wash off your hands is not a psik ratio. But to dry your hands, do not dry your hands on Shabbos from the ink that's at the top of your hands. It's a case of psik ratio here. You're over the Isra of Mechiko. Now he writes. Even not miskaven. It's Sikresh he writes. He said, Ain't miskaven, Sikresh is also. Not miskaven.
Even Ibn Makbin?
I said, not Makbin, even not Makbin.
You don't need
it. What's the teaching? Oh, so he comes along and says, even though, and his lishitos, I need amnas lichtoiv, and here it's not amnas lichtoiv, you have an issa d'rabbonon. He says, it's a psikration on the rabbonon, we're going to answer it. Wash hands from amaitzi without drawing it. Not psikration, wash hands, drawing is a psikration. Wash hands, don't draw it, psikration on the rabbonon. Now again, he's lishitos. Have a go with Mishabura. The question again to the right, so. Drawing it, he says. He said, washing is not obstacle. Now we'll get to us. But first, what he says. He writes, the Chayonim says, do not dry your hands on ink that's on the hand of the Shabbos. Again, discussing the blackness of a pot. Which I assume is the same idea of ink over here, the coals over here, that got it on top of your hand. He says, do not dry obstacle. But he says, it's still on Shalom and Eslechtoib. Now the Ilan likes saying, the Chayonim and the Mice is not brought out. He brings it out, seeing the Mishnah Berurah anywhere. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Tala Oris. What? Yeah. But still, the Rabbanam is Shalom Neslechtoiv. Now, the Mishnah Berurah again later on quotes a Tala Oris and Ikra Dinim. You look up the Tala Oris and Ikra Dinim, the Allah before the Ikra Dinim quotes the Chayodom. I mean, they're quoting also the Chayodom. The Nez Yisrael quotes it. Nez Yisrael also brought down the Mishnah Berurah. The Kav Chaim Palanji brings it down. The Masham brings it down. The Benish Chai brings it down. The Chashabbos, the Yad Avram, the Yisrael, the Yisrael, the Yashad, the Vadu Chosh for it. I mean, say it's not brought down, the numerous Achronim do bring it down. Why they say Mishmur doesn't bring it down. Mishmur is not afraid to bring things down to argue with it. By now we know, especially the Chayadim, we saw other times, that Imamish Chayadim doesn't know what he's talking about. He didn't bring not this way, not that way. Neither way does he bring it down. Not Lukul, not Lukhurmu. If so, Apiswara Shaboy, it sounds like the Chayadim says a person should be Machmer. If you want to hear more on the page we had Simon Shemem, there's an Eish Lavam on the page of Shulchan Aruch, discussing with a person at the Oishis, the top of his hand. He says the same exact halacha, that person should be very careful not to draw it on Shabbos, besides the erasing the Oishis over here. And again, according to the Rosh, no chilm to the case of Oishis or Tishtosh, should be the same exact halacha. The Maiso, at the Shmir Shabbos, Kulchosa, the example of Shlom Zalman, the Oilam is not chlishish for it. Oilam is not chlishish. Now the question is, what happened? Why not be chlishish? What of Chilu Kamar? And can we really be Samich, or should a person be Machmer? So first, one of the Makaris they start calling from is the B'chaim Noah, especially Shulchan. And they call other Makaris also. You look up the B'chaim Noah inside the quoting, he wants to be Mechalp to the case of Tishtosh versus Isias. If you write your phone number on top of your hand, one old place can say, you cannot erase it. Phone number, it's Isias. But you have Tishtosh, you have Scribble Scrabble, you have only ink on top of your hand, come to the B'chaim Noah, then one time he says, you can't erase it. At first, you look up the B'chaim Noah inside, he says, I'm doing it melamed zchus. I'm saying it. Why not to make a machol against people? In the case of chashash katzitzo, it's had a sugya of busha when you have a lichluk on top of your hands. That means the only like calling mechayim no, that he's not saying it's mutter. He's saying it's limud zchus not to make a machol, but see if this is an other. So you have to take these words. This is the makor why the chashash is being mekel. It's called the shemesh shabbos. It's called the mechayim no. You should learn where the makor even coming to mekel is when it's a limud zchus of ein limchus. What is his yisoid? Basically, come along and says that the idea of Oisius, that's the Ikim Locha of Mechiko. Basically, we start off the Bialocha, his words are Ikka Av Melocha is Mechiko Shtei Oisius. That's the Iker. Tishtosh, the Rosh has not to Mechalik, that's more like a secondary Chelik of the Melocha. That's more like secondary. They need Amnas Lichtoiv Shtei Oisius. If Shlom Nas Lichtoiv, then maybe Chazal will not go Ezer. So, therefore, we want to tie up by Oisius Mamish, we go to Shlom Nas Lichtoiv. With Tishtosh, in a personal maestro, would not be grazes, especially in the case it's not Mokum Aksiva, it's not a place made to be written upon. Your body is not a place to be written upon. Maybe a paper will make a Gzeiro, but not when it's Shlom Nas Lichtoiv, on Tishtosh, on a place not made for Aksiva. The obvious question is, who says not to Mechalik in Tishtosh and Oishias? Rosh says not to Mechalik. And they come along, a maestro making a chilik over here. So since the Megillah Seifi wants to say that there's an Ikurav, it's something less than that. Which, less or not, the Maisa, Tishtosh is still the right. So I understand, they all come to somehow make a chilek between Tishtosh and Oisius, and somehow the Rosh says not to make this chilek over here. But you have to also realize, Chaim Noah, he's Lishitosai. He's saying in Shlom, and that's Lichtoiv. on a makom over where there's no oishin on tishra. It's not a makom ksiva over here. Therefore, lemaisa is it busha kavod abrius lichlik over here. So lemaisa ain't limchos limutzchos. But he holds to get his amas lichtoiv. Those who follow the Mishnah Berurah, they get his amas asakin. If cleaning was amas asakin, his amas asakin. All the truth in the case of Abban Lachor won't work out. I mean, the Chor, you read of Chaim Noah, his whole mahalach is, what's your Abban? I'll say all these different ideas over here. But according to Mishnah Berurah, it's a shalva over here of a deraisa. So that's him, Shlomo Zalman, Ibn Chishlem, Nechel Beis, over there has a tshuva, and he writes in Simenion, and he writes, Tzodek Mo'id Bal Chayodom. The Chayodom is correct. So I went over to Rav Reuben, or someone I can at least ask a question to, and say, first of all, in your safe, Mechalik in the case of Oisius and Teshtosh. How do we keep Mechalik? Rosh says not to Mechalik. You're saying very nice. You have Mechalik, Yish Lodin. But the Rosh says, don't do what you're saying. So he answered me. He's not in the sugya to answer. Okay, I have no problem with that. Rosh Shabbos came on, but he's not in the sugya. I asked him, but Shlomo Zalman, Shuvah, and the Chelik Bey says, the Chayodom is right. And you're Maramok, we're coming from Shlomo Zalman. It's the main Maramok, Shlomo Zalman. They said, I'll tell you the truth. When I wrote Ocher Shabbos Chelik Aleph, it came out before Minchas Shlomo Chelik Beis. I didn't see it. When I wrote it, I only knew what was out there. I'm not sure of the things that came out afterwards. So fine. So he can't explain to me the Svara. My Mokni, Michael is the Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says the Chayodom Mice is correct. Zochbir. There are those who might say want to make it even oisius. Dying fisher, Lishitosa, you mentioned last Chaburah, if this is not a mokum of ksiva at all, where a person like, it's not amnas lichtoy, like kuer has to be amnas litvor by Sigas Polish, Simonshi Dalsim Ches, you want to say by the case of cake is mutter, you want to argue them all, you want to say over here also by cigarettes are mutter, also by, on the head, even oisius are mutter. So Mazama says the same thing, but points out it's against Ramah, the case of cake. The Moss says, by cake, you might say, even though it's not Mokum Amnas Lichtov, not Sheikh Amnas Lichtov, still it's also. So Meister comes out that the Chayodom is Machmur in everything. He only asks us to be Tadir Abonim. Meshbu Yishlom B'Tadir Sugim V'Dirayim So. The Malachim is Manenu, like being Mechamati in the case of Tishtus and Dioi, Tishtus and Isius, Yishlom and Harbe. Yishlom. The Meister, even according to the Chayodom, he himself has five Eterim. Five cases that a person can be Simon Chan, at least four of them, three of them. One is, he says that it's not secretion, it's mutter. The other he says, you can wash your hands. The vat is not secretion, not a problem. Don't dry it. Number two, come on the early scene, it says, the case of the chayodom was things that when you dry, it come off. Today, when you have ink upon your hand, you dry, it won't come off. It's not secretion. Which you could get involved in the question we discussed, when you get to thinning in ice, is that chatzishir or chatzim locho? We want to make a right, negate the sugya of Shem Hashem, is that negate the sugya of Chetzi Shir, Chetzi Melocha. We had Machlokes, the Bechatcha versus the Gula Kodesh. So I'm not clear, but Maisel Lortin says you can maybe argue even drawing hands won't even thin the ice. But Maisel, you want to tell them that our ink you can draw your hands. It won't affect it. Fine, that's number two. Number three is you have gum on your hand that's stuck on. Can you take the gum off? Can you take Shaiva off the ice? Yes? No. Can you take gum off your hand? Yeah, who says? Who says you can? It's a makom that could be that could write something over there. So Maisa, come on the Marsham when he brings down the locho, the Chayodom, he said I have a bunch of kashes. There are three different machabers that are all three are passing like in the Chayodom that says things on the top of something. The Maisa Motor. We have the machab in Simon Shem Bey Sifri Dalav says the person has tit upon his hands. He can take the tail of a horse or the tail of a cow and clean his hands with the tail. So Mishpul gets involved with the tail of a horse, I'd say Bayam Mukso. And again, about the Shiloh, penning an animal, is that a Bayam movie Mukso or not? Maybe penning Cyrus might be different. The mice, you have tit on the top of your hands. The Chayodom says, you're black in your hands, ulcer. A tit, Mchab says, mutter. We have a look at Simon Shinchov Zayin Sif Gimel. The person has a back scratch, used on Shabbos, Bayam said, Uvn Nechol. But gets involved with the Lochel scratching to take off tit, with soya, says, Mchab, the mice, it's mutter. Lochan Yom Kippur, Tov Reishu Gimel, says the Mechaber to wash your hands with the Sugim Oinig is Osir. But in Kippur, if you have Dam on top of your hands, Soy on top of your hands, Tit on top of your hands, the mice, no problem, can take off Lichluch. We have a Chayodim says, don't take off this black and cold in your hands. Yet we have Mechaber says, Dam and Tit and Soya, all these things you can't come off. Pasan, by the Chayodim, Klal Kof Beis and Klal Kof Memhei. So what is the difference? It sounds like there are something that's in on your hand and something on top of your hand. Two different things over here. Just to understand it, is that in the case of Shaiva Gabba Oisius, by the same Torah, by now, the Mishmur is very clear at the end. He says, let's say you have a bench stuck together, Machma Oisius happens numerous times, can you separate them? According to the Mishmur, he said, the Churya even is the Raisa of Moshe Amnas Masakin. You cannot separate benches by Machma Oisius. What happened if the benches stuck together, Shaloi by Machma Oisius? Just on the Gvil. Mishmur is Meduyak a couple of times. No issue. There's no problem. Why? We have a piece of paper that's covered Makom Oisius Deraisa. Shloi Makom Oisius Mutter. What's that one of the Bialacho? What's the one of the Mishnah Brewer? Passed away in the end of Simon, the last Mishnah Brewer in Simon Shin Mem. The Chori, he's saying, you say the very important concept over here. The Be'etzem, when you cover something and you take your hand off, that's not the Pula of Ksiva. Ksiva is having Oisius inside a piece of paper. And then erase it. Something that's a kisui ba'almo, come to Shos Yaakov and says, that's nothing. Mishmur is saying, when there's a kisui ba'almo, b'mokum oisius, now I see an act of mechiko. To apply this content, to make it to a pool of mechiko, that something's a kisui ba'almo, has to be associated with oisius. So one oisius on top of oisius to separate the benches, I made this kisui being associated with oisius, that's mochem nasasakin. When a piece of paper is stuck together, shloib makam oisius, just on the gvil, that's a covering. You separate one thing from another. That's not a problem. Because a kisa be'etzim is just a covering, unless you make it associated with oisius. Don't associate with oisius, that's not mechiko. Now, if you have something in the piece of paper, you have ink and want to erase it, that's be'etzim, that's ksivo. But kisa, to make it to have association with mechiko, has to have negate oisius, affect oisius. First thing has upon the tin, gum. That's kisib almo. You have tit, that's kisib almo. That's dam. On your hand, you want to take it off, that's a kisib almo. A kisib almo might not a problem, unless you want to tell me you have tit with oisius on these with the phone number, and tell me that's shaiva. That would be my case, shaiva gabba oisius. That ink is on. The Kev Chayim says ink on your hand, in your hand. That is kisib. Kisib putting one thing into another. Bring something on top of it, says Mishmur, that's not kisib. Unless it's on oisius, something on top of, something part of. You can't take it unless you're picking a ksiva. We're associating, we're doing shaiva. I'm not lifting to oisius as a Mishnah Brewer, then also. You're doing it for ksiva. Don't say I'm not sasakin. Don't say you pay me to be clean. I'm not lifting to oisius because you have to do it for ksiva. So when you do it, associate with ksiva, has a pull in the gate to ksiva. Nothing to do with ksiva, they're not high for that. It's a kisiv alma. Kisiv alma mice is not a problem. So come up that even though the chayim is being machmer only things that are in your hand, but not dam and tit. I know the Pesach Yeshuva somehow says not the way, but it can't be. The Mefurash and Chama that says the things on top of him, the mice are mutter. Mice is question. What? He says those who are mekel on tishdur should be mekel also with dam and the things on top of your hand. It's not the mekels. Everybody holds that way. But he wants mechamed tishdur and oisius. And they said, those are mekel.
It's against the
mechaber. Yeah, it's against the mechaber. And the ma'aseh is the ishtab yashav, the ishtab chodeshani. They say, the chai odom is only discussing things in your hand, not on top of your hand. And that's the chor, the yesh l'chalak, we see from the Mishnah Brewer over here. That's the third head in the chai odom. A fourth head there, kamal l'masham, we'll get the sugya of tzveya next week. The mechaber brings down the simen shenchof, someone has made tusim, or any other fruit juices on his hand. So the mechaber, you want to dry on top of a napkin, you have to tell the sugya of tzveya. Give out what color the napkin is, what the ibor, throwing in the garbage, what the case is, why we go against the mechaber. Kamal Masham asks a question, very good, fine, tzveya, not tzveya, but you just did a moichik, you took all these juices from your hand, and you put on top of a napkin over here. How can you go do that? Says the Masham, he wants to answer that according to the chayodim, it's only machman, a thing that's being miskayim, shaking miskayim. But if it's a case of shloi amanas lichtoiv, and in miskayim, you have two things together, the Maise wants you to be mekel. And best if you read the Chayotim, he says that. Chayotim says, when you have this case of these, put your hand on this charcoal thing, it gets blackened, and therefore it being miskayim, whereas miskayim, agam shalom nas lichtov, then let's be machmer. But suddenly it's not being miskayim. Then he said, you have two things together, any miskayim, and suddenly shalom nas lichtov, then be mekel. And therefore they say, practically, Let's see, you have condensation on a window. And you have over there that are not... if you have a person writes over there, his name, I was here, to Reisi Avabaya, he writes Oisius. But over here, it couldn't be Avabaya, because then it's associated to Oisius. But a couple of the Swami say, but let's say some condensation, when I clean it, I lemaisa, how can I clean the window over here? One time is, the case is not be miskayim. And the case over here, condensation goes away. It's not a case of Amas Lechtoiv. Therefore, it says, Sham Nisim, or I've learned in the same Seva Bayis, the mice, no problem to erase on a window the condensation. There's no Bayah of case over here. However, you have to realize, before this is all the Chayodim Lushitosoi. Masham Lushitosoi. They hold Amas Lechtoiv, and Amas Lechtoiv. Is that correct? Call the Mishnah would need Amas Sakin. If so, you only left to wonder about it. Ain't a Miskayim. Ain't a Miskayim, the mice says, Mishnah Kavdalam Bayis is also. That's a Mishnah. So according to Mishavua, how do you answer it? So you could say, maybe it's a Machabes and Meitusim. You could say Meitusim is not something that's in your hand or top of your hand. It all dries up. Maybe you say, Nechaget a Tzeveya. There's no Mechikin Tzeveya. But certainly in case of condensation on the window, that's certainly not inside something on top. So condensation also can be made, it's not part of something. If it's Oisius, you wrote it to erase Oisius. You can erase Oisius, being associated with Oisius. But my say, if just condensation, when you erase it, that's something on top of the window. Again, called the Mishwa condensation, the Vatican Michael. And may two some kenzine either nechlin get out of no mechikan tzveya, or you can say something on top of your hand. But again, this mahalach of the Masham is only going to the Chayodim Lashitosloi and not going to the Mishnah Berurah Lechora. Yeshlodon, a fifth hector speaks out of the Masham Mitchah Shabbos. Let's say it's a case of Kovla Brias. So they, again, let's see, very dirty. So again, they're Lashitosloi. They tie this Amnas Lechtoiv. So Amnas Lechtoiv to do Abon, the Kovla Brias, to do Abon, the Maestro Michael. Kun Mishnah Berurah, you're still going to have to call up yes. Case of Darius over here. That means there are five attempts in the Chayodim. If the Mishnah Berurah passed on the Chayodim, which is not bringing down, I know he did not bring it down, but did not bring it down either way. You have to know you have all five attempts. That means Chayodim has five attempts. Number one is Napsic Ratio. Number two, our Inks today. Number three, a case of when it's on top of something. Number four, was a case of Shamanas Lichtov and Miskayim. The case of Kodabrius. Two of them, each one of them, Mishnah Berurah really holds of. Now, the Gerah to Sheva, the Gabi Oisius, again, we're saying the four different sheets over here, what the loch is. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you'll even Isser, Deraisa, Moichah, Amnasa, Sakin. Again, that's a real question. Go. We have a second Malach, the Shos Yaakov. They want to say it's Kufsa, Ba'alma, Nechtagem, Mimareach. We have a case inside the Sugyam Muksa, Prim Godim. We have Sugyam Kiveger, of Masakim Onam. Building upon this, that we have Isser, something on top of something. So let's say you have Oisius, you have a venture. And your tchina fell down on top of it, and it dried up. You can't see the oisius. Your chumas fell on top of it and dried up. Your tchilin fell on top of it and dried up. You can't see the oisius. Can you, want to see what it says? It's alanisim, it's covered up. You want to scratch it off. Can you take it off? Can you take off food from your bench over here? Is that mamash case of shayla gabi oisius? Is that the same situation?
Why does that have to be dry?
We'll get there. Step by step. So, there is a chiddush in the Orcha Shabbos, a Perkta Zvov, or Ayin Beis. He wants a taina, dafka shaiva, dovah kol kach. Dovah kol kach. Something is not dovah kol kach. Any food in the mice is not a problem. I'm not sure what it means, dovah kol kach, what the get of dovah kol kach, what the level of shaiva is. Pashas is, and the Issa Chodoshani, and the Mecham Kinyashki, they say any Michael is stuck on top of a bencher, you have an Issa shaiva. Take it off, it's Moich Amnasa Saki. Pashas, just like pages stuck together, you cannot separate them. Mishbura says, who are dealing with your food on top of something over here? Chino, chumash, chulon, take it off. The maisi, yeva, baya. Of course, also, what? Amasaki. Like Shaila, call the Mishbura, which is what
you're
placing. I'm
saying, even
if you're trying to have a lifter, because you have a lifter. No, so he's not sure of something covering. He said, Tzorachin, something covering what is over. He quotes the Bach with Tzorachin. Of course, you go like a Bach. You go like the Shos Yaakov, no problem. Now, build upon this, if so, a person has a plate, he has design in his plates, because that's what women buy, and now you have food over here that has stuck onto your plate, you're chilling, you sat there, a long meal over here, you want to scrape off the food on top of your plate, with there are flowers underneath it. Flowers, you cut them off, take off the thing that's stuck on the plate, is that mutter, is that ulcer? Are you allowed to take food off your plate that is stuck on? Can you clean your plate? I know some guys are machmer, but fine. But can you clean your plate over here? So, come on, the is a question of Yadar or Shabbos Kaladal, Yitzel B'Yashiv, Negev to case of benches and Negev to plates. So he says over here that Negev to benches, said Abadr, that would be a case that's also over here. Negev to plates, he wants a title that really depends. The whole idea of getting Shayim Gabi Oisius is that a person sees the act of being a Moichik for the act of Ksivo. Over here, what does a person see when he's cleaning a plate? Oh, now I can see the flowers underneath. The whole fundamental and yesod of the Mishnah Berurah is I see something that associates with Kaysev. When someone cleans a plate, it's cleaning a plate. No one sees the act of, I can see the Oisius. On a bencher, I can see the Oisius. That's the pull I'm doing over here. Same thing, that's the Oisius. Cleaning a plate, what am I doing? I'm cleaning a plate. Like the is, why is that by a boyer? Boyer thing that's stuck together is by a Mitzvah Sugya boyer. Here stuck in the plates, boyer. So that's my Eichel. No, I'm cleaning a plate. That's the pool I see over here. Same you said over here. The whole idea over here, the concept I see, I only see the act of cleaning. I don't see the act of being Meichik over here.
He's asking, what's the difference between the wall? By a wall and...
The wall is what's in the... When you write the, something, I'm talking about kisa. If you have Master Galaga on the wall, water, you have Oisius that's in it, that's Oisius. This heter, right, so this whole idea of Shaila. That's Kaisa. Kaisa Marcha when it's in. Something on top of, the study of something on top of, has to, what makes something on top of Kaisa Marcha when only when it's on top of Oisius, not on top of nothing.
Why is taking it up?
What?
Why is taking it up?
Your wife taking off shayva. What's the mishnah bialocha? Bialocha is the back. It says take off shayva is moichik.
Because you're going to rip the letters off, but on a plate.
No, even that won't rip off the letters. Mishnah says just take off the wax to get to the oisus moichik. Why? Because the definition of the rosh moichik is what machsheves haksivo. Preparing for kaisiv. Preparing to see the oisus. So here, preparing to see the oisus is a ticking for the oisus. That's the definition of the bialocha. Chiddush of the bialocha, massive chiddush. And Shlosh Yaakov Agur he quotes, but taking off wax is moichik. Which is Chiddush also. Then there is another way to understand. Come on, Max Leo, a fact about time, why plates are different. Because what a place. You have to get, we'll get involved in the sugi next week of Tzveya versus Kaysev. What is Tzveya? What's Kaysev? Tzveya is when you want to beautify the background. Ik is the cloth, not the Oisius. That means you have a wall, you want to paint it. You come to not put on the color, you come to color the wall. When you have a cup, you want to design it, you come to it inside the cup. Oisius is inside, my writing is inside the Oisius. I mean, I'm writing something, and I'm not coming to write letters, and I want letters on the paper, I want to make the paper look nice. Come inside the Oisius Shavoy. So what are flowers in the plate? Inside the flowers? Inside the plate? Inside the plate, make it nice, that's Tzveya. Is it Moichik on Tzveya? Where can the Bais come and say no? So not the reason why Taino, even when I'm on this story, I said, Matzal Yo, Moichik on Tzveya. The plate is inside the Isser Tzveya. Moichik inside Tzveya, there's no Isser.
What about Oisius on a plate? You have a happy birthday.
Right, that'll be, okay, well, this won't work out. But according to the Yashu, it would work out. Yeah, kind of thing.
Doesn't the Bialocha say this himself?
We'll get to it. No. I don't think so. He discusses I know he's discussing, but no, he doesn't speak it out clearly. We'll see. Be my colleague to understand the Bialocha. We get to Tzveya. That's a simple understanding of Tzveya, which might make. Step next step. We're discussing things that are dried on. What about things that are wet on top of your bencher? You have a bencher, make Kiddush. Of course, you use red wine over here. Spills the top of the Oisius, and you cannot see the Oisius. Now, if you can see the Oisius, white wine or beer, you can see the Oisius, not a problem. You cannot see the Oisius. It's wet. Is wet can be any difference? So, come on, the Magavram quotes the same Chassidim. Same Chassidim says, if the oil you fell on Yontif or Shum Dovalach on top of a Ksav, says to not lick it up with your tongue because your wife's watching, and also not to clean up inside the Sugil Moichik. Don't do either one. Sugil Bayam Moichik over here. We're talking about Eliyahu, by the Chayyadim of the Mishnah Berurah. It will bring down that something is Diyoy or Shad Dovalach. You have a Bayam inside the Sugi Mechiko. Says the Sharatin, it's the same Chassidim, but before that way in the Sefto. The Sefto says, Novel Diyoy, Diyoy is Ketan Slach. So we have a Sefto, the same Chassidim, that says, who did the Ketan Slach over here?
Isn't it worse if you leave it because then it gets hard?
That's true, but that's before you leave it. The question is, before you leave, before it got hard.
No, but if you leave it, it's actually worse. It's a real Mechiko.
For every year. We want tiny. Fine. You want. Here we're saying. We'll get to it. So, come on, Rav Yadler. And yes, is it different if the bench is laminated or not laminated? You want to be asked yes, your question, right? Laminated will come right off. Doesn't stick on. Something pours on top of it. So, Kamal, the ask question of Liashiv, he's very clear. He says the halacha is there's no difference. Maiso, circle sort of it's blocky, you can't see it. It's lachal here. Also, I think it would stick on, it would dry on eventually. You leave it long enough, and therefore even it's laminated. Maiso is the mokum ksima, the isis over here. Take off the maiso yaster.
Can you move it? You can trip somewhere else.
It can be says, it's easy to take off. It's very easy to pour it off. You're taking something off, locking. Go back to the Archa Shabbos, the same shtick when he discussed that we don't call kach by the oichel. He says, something that's wet on top. He says, the case of the same chassidim is dioi. Dioi means something that a person is rogel to write with. Dioi is people write with ink. It has to be anything like dioi. The Ilm of Yenna, who saw the Archa Shabbos, says, let's read the Mishmur. It says, Dioi, Ushum Dovalach. Right? He took the word Dioi, it said anything like Dioi. It said Dioi, Ushum. As far as I know, Shum Dovalach means Shum Dovalach. It means anything. Even Coke, even wine means anything. Shum Dovalach. Anything that's Dovalach that falls on top of something, and Pash Mishmur would not be Mechalik where they fell on the pinkus that can easily fall off. Or in the case of Klaf, it's not be Mechalik any case over here. Klaf also, Lachor, wood can come off very easily over here. Shum Dovalach, saying, my sister's ulcer. I the mice is easy to take off, so Liashiv. Again, I'm Yalla asking this question, so what? The mice are right now it's covered, you can't see it. I assume also at the end of the day if you just leave it there, it would stick on. I'm assuming that. And therefore it says, even though it might take longer to stick on, it's easy to take off, so call Saiv is a mechiko. Maisa, I the oilam, does not seem to know this. Mask him. Rosh Hashanah says not pshat Mishnah Berurah. But he doesn't seem to understand this concept over here. It's hard to grapple with. I'm asking.
The difference between Yerushalayim.
What?
The difference between Rebbe with Mechalik and Yerushalayim. Is that not
going to
anything?
If it depends how you understand the word Slach. That means you have to realize how far to this Chum over here in the Bach. Number one, we took the whole idea of Kisa is a Chiddush. That means the whole question of this idea on top of something is a Chiddush already. The whole Kisa is a Chiddush awesome that Mishnah said we go like the Bach. Now we come and take this case of Bach when it's not even stuck on yet. If you see it, then no, I mean, on the side, no.
See
through it. Red wine can't see. Then again, Yashin says you can see through. Chaim Lo writes over here, you can see through, no problem.
Even if it's not a lot of the time, that's the case.
Yeah, fine. If you see through, that's not a problem.
Even if it's not so clear.
I'm not sure what the gather is. My father will tell you. Not clear. But mice again, it's double chumrah. It took on the Bach in the case of Lach. It's a chiddush awesome. Now you could tell me in the case of his Lach when it's not, it's something inside something, but it's not the way, it's not like on top of it. Yesh Lach. Fine. Siftal is discussing the locha of something that's not miskayim. So first, can a person write in the Avir? Can write Isis in the Avir? So the Trumas Nesh brings down those who want to answer it. Go the further, the Maskan, the Trumas Nesh, and my surrounding, the Avi is not Miskayim Klal, therefore it's Mutter. We're talking about all the Paiskim, the Amor, they say, and afterwards, that Be'ikir running the Avi is Mutter. Agam, there are those who Choshit B'machmad Echadnish, which Hadnyavsky says not Roy, but again, all the Paiskim say, running the Avi is Mutter. Building upon this, Kamal Litan says, can you write on the table something that's dry over here? Can you shape something on the table? Right in somebody's back over here. Something that's dry over here. Says the Taz, just like in the ear, there's no problem. The Taz, food on the table, no problem. Again, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. Again, Agam, the stipe of the Chadish of Chaim say, any roi. But again, the ikna place can go, sign the Aver, sign the table of Mice and Smoter. Third case, let's say a person does sign language, makes Isis Mamish, C, that's for sign language, or any letter you make. Is that a problem now because you created something? So didn't in the ear, you didn't create anything. On the table, you created nothing. But here you created something. Are you allowed to do sign language on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do sign language without that? Are you allowed to do sign language on Shabbos? So there's a Mekor Chaim, the Chavos Yor, a few hundred years ago. He writes that sign language is also on Shabbos. It's there. It's there. It's not like something that's not there in the Avir on the table. Mekor Chaim. Chavos Yor. The 1600s. You come along and says the Maisa, it's also brought down by the Sheva Kalsi. Now they point out that this Chavos Yor came out from Mechon Yerushalayim Ksav Yad Be'erach 35 years ago. No one really seemed to have it. Did not really come across the test of times. The fact that the Paiskim Maisa did not bring down this Chumro and the Sheva Levi and the Chodeshani and the Orchah Shabbos Maisa there Meikol. Now I don't know if they saw the Mekor Chaim. Now they knew the Mekor Chaim. Maisa they felt upon their Yisharo the Das Yishor, they felt in Maisa. That's also in Miskayim. Everyone knows that the person on Shabbos is caused by Chashmal. That's something that always is the outside factor to be there, not necessarily creating anything. That means the person in the rain who wants to put an oil umbrella, that's a problem. But to hold something over him, no problem, because you always need your hands there. It's caused by Chashmal, you always need an outside factor there. Here you always need an outside factor to hold the letters over there. Therefore, the Wartai definitely get an Ein Miskayim Klal, Kein in the Avir, same thing over here.
You can tell somebody one second.
I don't know if a simen is the same thing as making oisius.
Is it
magic
to put your hand out?
I hear. So, Bethim, he's asking a question. You do tshuva on Shabbos. Because it's brought down the Svar Makadoshim that we do an Avera, it's written upon your forehead, the Avera. Therefore, affect the Shagah Meir. Can a person do tshuva on Shabbos? Because now you're doing the Mechika, taking away this Avera over here. So he gets involved in the sugyo. I've taken it off. That's the shiloh. Can you take it away? So Shagah Meir, he wants to answer. Since we paskin the amnas lichtoiv, and this only, and therefore this amnas, not hopefully not amnas lichtoiv, to write another very in its place. The only times he can do tshuva.
It's amnas misak.
How the baya? Once you go like the mishuvah and amnas misake, it's a personal do tshuva on Shabbos. Saklang is getting the doing the tshuva is a tikkun. But taking the Isis, the Vera from before, is that nichlin get of tikkun? The Satmar Rebbe, when he discussed it, he wants a taino, because in the Mishkan, that's not how they did the ksiv in the Mishkan. Which can evolve with also computers, is not the way they did the ksiv in the Mishkan over here. Well, the Maestro Isim Chaim Kinyeski, he says he'll do tshuva on Shabbos. So fine, he can't do tshuva. Now, those who are machmer all week, I know. They get to. Now, back to the case of being Miskayim, not Miskayim. So we're saying over here that, again, Pasha's a place, can say, the ear, motor, like this is motor. Whatever happens if you have a case of standing in the sun, and a person wants to make different designs into the sun, blocked with a shade. You go like this, there's a bird there. Can you make a design inside the sun from shade? Is that motor also? Make three different cases. One with your hand doing it, one with the kli doing it, one with the case of slides. So first, with your hand doing it, one of the cases of your hand doing it, come on the Chodeshanin, the Archa Shabbos, they say, just like this is Mutter, same like this is Mutter, same idea, it's not being Miskayim Klal, but the Chur and the Kor Chaim would argue. We say the Chur, it's also being Miskayim for that. Well, but again, the Ilum goes that, not nothing to get Miskayim, why? Because it's made to go away. Negate the case of the Chodeshanin, but let's say you put a Kli there, and you put a Kli there, will always have reflection in the next couple of hours of this bird, or this Kli, or this object over there. He said that Echlamin, that's the Baya. That's Miskayim. For a little, small amount of time,
so
not Miskayim again.
Sitting outside in the chairs.
Kavon, if you want to make, you want to stand there. Again, no, there's the outside factor. Again, that's you doing it. You still need you to stand there. But you want to put a Kli there to make a design, you want to say it's also. Because the whole head is a Miskayim Klal, and this is being Miskayim. Well, he said, the case of projector, he said, let's say you create the projector on Erev Shabbos, put it on, and now you just want to put it in the machine on Shabbos and have it on the wall, let people show people on Shabbos. He said, that's being Miskayim. Again, not be even Ister Eisel, but even Ister Abodon, which again, you have to realize it's a Chiddush over here. Because the question really is, something to think about, can you stand in front of a mirror? Can you put a book in front of a mirror? That's crazy, right? There's a reflection over here. Put a book over here. There's a reflection over here. Put a book here, walk away. Now, yeah. Can you do that? Start analyzing why exactly, and it's not also motor. You last stand in front of a mirror, put a book in front of a mirror. Find out anything in front of a mirror is a motor. What's the difference between the case of a mirror and something in the sun with a shade? What's between something blocking versus reflection? Why is one the Kamal Chodeshani to answer? And I don't believe it'll answer the case of a mirror. Think about it. Block your reflection, Yesh Lachalik, Yesh Lachalik, Yesh Lachalik. But they do say, let's say a person goes over to a window and he wants or a car and he wants to say, I was here, right? In the condensation or the dust over there. Agam, it's not Miskayim, but it is for a short time. It says, clearly, Mishibu HaChayadim. It's also. You cannot do that on Shabbos. You can't get involved with, you can make a hamper in the guy's car, become on the same problem. You can't do that. Now to clean it again, that'll be something else. But in Mitzad, you want to make a mark there, a tzur there, a picture there, or design there, or words there, that's also on Shabbos. Now, negare to things that are not there. So, first, there are two cases, seems to be, that things should not be there that are there. One is you can write something that you don't see anything at all. You take a blue light and it comes out. Take the light away, it's not there anymore. So that the Minam Shem Moshe and the Sefer Shura Aaron, that if it never was there and only could be seen through a certain light, that's not Ksiva. Ksiva means you have to write something. However, there's a second case, which is more common, I think. Every child, I think, knows you want to write a message to your friend. You take lemon juice, mix together with water, you write on a piece of paper. It's there, you wait a minute till it dries up and disappears. That means the essence of Ksiva is there and it disappears. And then you go over to this piece of paper, go over to a light bulb, a hot light bulb, and you stand there, it starts come that brown because it dries up the water and therefore you see it. So in that case, the Be'etzim is Yishalmi that way. That means Be'etzim was Nicker for a minute or two, it disappears, and then you can make it be Nicker a week later. So the question is to get up two people, the one writing it the first time and the one revealing it the second time. So this is Yishalmi put down by the Shlomo Zalman and other Paiskim. It says to the guy writing it, he says, even is it Deraisel? I not Miskayim, says it is Miskayim. It was Nicker for, it says, for Rege Echod. Then it dissolves and never went away. Just you can't see it. But it was, has the getter of being Mekayim, and there's a ksiva there. That's an Issa Deraisa. Mekayim says it never went away. You can always get to it. It's like you close the box on it. You can, it I wrote and I covered it. No one can see it.
It didn't go away.
You covered it.
No, it did go away in this case.
That's the chiddush he says to Yishalmi. I hear the point. I hear the argument. That's he says before Yishalmi. The second guy who wants to go on Shabbos put it in front of the light bulb over here to go see what it is. So says the Prima Gadim, he says, if it's a case that you have to heat it up, you have to have a visual, you have to slide this boy. Okay. But let's say the case with not going to have to slide this boy, he says, you're even Issa Dura Bonum. Why Dura Bonum? Said the Minchas Chinach, because he has others. Because it's Ke'en Kosev, you did not do a Pulo Ksiva. The letters that he says, everything was it. Do I write anything? What's that? I wrote nothing. I wrote Megal or something. I took off something that's covering maybe, which you get involved with. If so, Kun Mishmo should be by Yavad Dura. Said Max Elio, Echonami, this is the rice he wants to argue. Why are you calling the job on the floor? You're revealing something like Shaila Gabi Oysius.
You didn't take off any cover.
I revealed it.
You didn't take off the cover.
You took away the water that's covering it. The water made it. It got mixed together with water, and then we can't see it anymore, and dissolved inside the piece of paper. Now you take away the water over here. Fine. But you can assume one says the job on them, because like, your timing is not crazy of a Kyuza. Falcon time is a get of a
derisor. Why is it not like Moshe could drop a rock cut design? It's like,
I mean,
doing the action that's creating the
sound.
That is the thing
that's. Do you want to agree with our Falcon?
Let's get
the
derisor.
I hear.
So a cookie that main pairs is lemon juice?
Wait a minute, after it was getting late, this. Negated the Cheeto bags, so I assume the item store, I assume the pictures and the email, and yesterday you got all the answers from the Urmikab Shack. The mice who came out over there. Okay, well, there's bags that Cheetos have that there's empty space. You bring out to the sun, and Tony the Tiger comes out.
What happens?
There's some animal, a tiger, you can see in the sun. They tell me when you take it away, it's still there and disappears a minute or two later. But there's the Cheeto bags that are sold, they tell me it's a limited run. Last year they had it. There was a big tumble last year. You have them on Shabbos. Put them in the sun, but I want them to go see the tiger that's on by this piece of paper. I can show you on the computer what exactly that is. So, myself, there were three different tshuvas on that Oyim Mekab Shat, and it sounds like, at least the Bnei Ashkenaz, they want to be Chosh to be Mach, but if you do Bekavon, Cholpach Bekavon, you have a Bayam inside, be Megalus something over here, which we'll have to give back to the Sugya Tzveya, why Tzveya and Kosev might be different, again, why photographs the Meister of Ikeb Bais Bukam Mekel. We'll have to know what the Chilik of here is. This is one last point, since it's over here, is what is the Gedda being Miskayim? That means, we spoke already, the second Chabur of this man, Neger to Miskayim, we had a Sharetzin and Simish and Gimel Sukkot and Samaches, that how long is Oishis having Miskayim? He brought Machlokes Rashi versus Rambam. The Rambam says, long as Miskayim for Shabbos. Rashi says that to be a case of Tomid. Tomid. The Bialoch over here has discussed what's the Zman of being Miskayim. Being done the Rajbo, the Sefer Zechroinim, Sefer Zechroinis, does not be La'ilam, has to be something that Derech Ha'ilam wants to be that way. Derech Ha'ilam. Now, is it Ha'oro, why in the world in Simon Shin Gimel, Mishmu brings down the Rashi the Rambam, does not send it to the Rajbo, yet for us, Simon Shememi only says the Rajbo, does not send it to Rashi the Rambam. What happened here, who are the three different Shitas, you can maybe argue the Sefer Keret, Rashi is the Rajbo, same thing. What happened? Yesh Lotan. Myself, when we spoke about it in the second Chabur, we focused on the Rashi and the Rambam. Now let's focus on the Rashba. The Rashba also again has the Yisoid that Sefer Zechonis, that's enough for Gedim Miskayim. derech ne'odim, to lift him this way, the derech is enough to not need la'ilam mamish. What defines derech? The way we spoke it out, bring it out, in the Shayid Tzedek, in the hospital, the question was how to go right thing on Shabbos, that only did the Rabbanon, that you have had to, mitzad sugam, koch nefesh, and I've had to even chelu she'ein beit sakono. So one of the eights they want to go do, derech 40 years ago, is to write with a pen that disappears 4 days later. That means why 4 days? Because you have Shabbos and 2 days Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah. So after 3 days, whatever's written over, afterwards they'll rewrite over during the week what was written on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then you only even Esther Abonon and they'll rewrite it. The question was that a good Eitzah what they did? Is that fine? Is it only Esther Abonon writing with ink that eventually disappears 4 days later? So one is, it came out that practically it wasn't that great, because to read a doctor's handwriting is not that simple 4 days later. I ask people in the Chabur to read what you yourself wrote by the test. They can't read their own handwriting. You can get somebody else to read your handwriting of a doctor? Fine. So practically, that itself wasn't really working out. They made so many mistakes. Practically. Right. Now, negate to Shabbos, is it true or not? So, Shlomo Zalman has a true in Chel Aleph, Simon Tzadik Aleph, about this case. Writing to Nine Weiss. Nine Weiss has three truths back to him in Chel Zayin, three different times, to disagree what is the getter of this Rashbo. Shlomo Zalman says, the Rashba says, save Zechroinus, has to be his man Orch, man Choshev, something that means something to the people over here. If it's not that way, only did it about 4 days, not man Choshev, that's not save Zechroinus, it's not Derech Ilim that way. Again, you wanted this specific case that way? So what? Only did it about them. Dain Weiss says, you're writing it because that's the way how you want it to appear, that's called Derech Ilim. That's what I want. Well, I want Derech Ilim. If that's Derech Olam, it's a derech, you gain nothing with disappearing ink over here. Maisa, again, the Shari Tzedek stopped doing it. They now supposedly have Goyim walking behind the doctors to do the malach for them, supposedly. Right, I know. I've been there, seen it. But, Maisa, at the end of the day, they don't do it anymore. Now, in the English, Nishmas Avram says that the Shmir Shabbos said of Shlomo Zalman was Chizeh B'Soyv Chayav, that he held Eichnamit Oivin Isser Dereisel. And the Hebrew ones, we cannot find anywhere. Now, the English ones were written by the same person who wrote the Hebrew ones. I'm not exactly sure what happened over here. Maybe it gets involved in the question of how do you look at texting and writing on computers on Shabbos? Is it Dereisel Rabbonim? Because it goes away right away. If you say at the end of the day, from Zabugin to Dain Weiss, whatever you want is the get of Miskayim, and come down writing on Shabbos, the Gamut goes away right away, it's Dereisel. This whole idea of Chetzi Shabbos and all these ideas of texting comes out according to Rashba of Sefer Zechariah. What you want defines the get over here. Computer and Nichol and Ksiva of a Derais over here. Besides other Yisroel, Neged Chashmal, Yehem Zakimono, other Bayat over here. Fine, Bez Hashem, next time we'll finish off the Sugi of Ksiva, the idea of Rishima, the idea of Srito, and focus on the idea of Isis, Agave Perchis, and what those parameters are.